It's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 21st of December 2013. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 till 12 by the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua. On Saturday the 21st of December, Sharon Brown talked to Etienne Swesser-Brown and Sarah Ferrant from Vita Wellbeing, Di Stoddard from Waiheke Library, and gamer Liam Nancaro.
So today we've got, I guess it's more a young person's festive show today, so family show. So to start off with, we've got Sarah Ferrant from Vita Wellbeing. That's right. And we've got Etienne Swesser-Brown, who's just finished primary school. Hello, Etienne.
Hi.
And then later on, we've got Liam Nancaro, who's a master gamer, and he's coming in to talk about gaming. Great. Good. So, yes. Right. Well, hello. So, well, let's start with Etienne. Hello, Etienne.
Hi.
So you've just finished primary school?
Yep.
And you're going to Waiheke High School next year?
Yes.
And what are you looking forward to at high school?
Meeting the new people and seeing all the different places in high school.
Okay, cool. And are there some subjects that you're looking forward to studying?
Woodworks and science.
Wow, that'll be a big change. And how's it been at Te Huruhi? What was your favourite bit about Te Huruhi?
All the people.
Cool. And and have you got plans for the holidays?
Well, we're going to Cliff and Climb.
Are we?
And we're going to Extreme Trampoline.
Really? Okay.
And we're going to the ice skating rink.
Lovely. Have you told your mum about this?
Maybe.
Okay, good. Right, so we'll have a chat about that later, young man. And lovely. Okay, well, thank you for your contributions. And you can stay on air in case there's something you want to contribute a bit later. But, Sarah, you're here. And there's a big event happening tomorrow. Tell us about that.
There is. We are so...
Oh, hang on. Sorry?
Oh,
yes. No, you've got me now? Yes, I've
great.
Got you now.
Great, great, great. Thank you. Yes, we are so excited about the event that's on tomorrow. It's called Family Wellbeing, Vital Wellbeing Family Chiropractic Kids Day Out. It's down at Matiatia Wharf at the Bay Restaurant with... what's his name? Lyle is the owner down there, and he's been wonderful, Sharon, in providing the venue for us, which has been great. The history of how this really all started and how we came to create Kids Day Out was to help families and kids in need at Christmas. We realised that as part of a local community, there are lots of families and kids that... you know, maybe Christmas isn't such a great time for them. And we thought, well, how can we help to create magical moments for them? So really for us, Sharon, when we arrived, what is it now? Oh, my gosh. 5 years ago when we arrived on the island, we chose this place to live and raise our kids because it was just such a wonderful community feel, as you know. And we decided when we arrived that we would love to give back to the community in some way. So we started looking around for people who we could align with that would help us do something for the community. And we went to budgeting services, Waiheke Budgeting Services, and we said, would you like to join forces if we collect things at Christmas, i.e. toys and food, non-perishable food items, would you be our little elves that would help to distribute it? And they, of course, said yes. And that was 5 years ago. And we started with... was two laundry baskets that we'd bought because we'd just opened the practice in the September of that year. We'd only been going for a couple of months, and we put the laundry baskets in the corner and we said, you know, would you help us help the community? So we had amazing practice members that were just donating and donating and donating, and then it grew the following year to boxes in the practice, and then it grew to many boxes in the practice. And then it was really last year where we really didn't have a lot of space. And so we decided from this year, where if you remember when we had the event down at the bay with Lyle with the midwives, and we were helping to raise money for them. And so we'd always thought that this year we needed to take our Christmas kind of toy and food drive for families out of the practice. And when we had the midwives one, it was so successful. You know, about 400 people came to that event. It was just amazing to help support them, that we thought this would be great to do it again come Christmas time. So we decided then, too, to get sponsors on board as well, because we thought if we're going to make it a big event, it's there's only two of us, you know, Dr. Randall and myself in the practice, and we needed other support from the community. So Island Print came on board. They've printed all of the postcards that are floating around the market, no doubt now, and the ones that we've given to the kindergartens and the school centres, childcare centres, sorry, to put in the kids' pigeonholes, which has been great. And then we had Budgeting Services. Of course, they're the little elves. They're just the distributors of all of this, and we made it as close to Christmas as we could, so we could receive and then immediately deliver. And Charlie Brown, who's been amazing. I'm sure most of the listeners know of Charlie Brown. I mean, he's just been incredible in helping getting the vendors, if we call them vendors, but the people who are donating their time for the castle and the face painting and the hair braiding, etc. And his stage name, I guess, is Optimus Grime, for those people that are wondering if there's a connection there, and there is. And then we also have Lyle at the bay. So, you know, between us all as our sponsors, we hope that this is going to be a great opportunity to make magical moments for families and kids at Christmas time.
Oh, lovely. Look, it sounds amazing.
Yeah,
great.
Thanks.
So what's the process? How does one get involved, or what are the times of it? Or
yeah, so it's tomorrow, December the 22nd, at the bay down at Lyle, like I was saying, and it's from 10 to 1 o'clock. And entry is via food, non-perishable food items, or toys, or both. And our aim is to fill a tinny, so a small boat.
Oh, okay.
So rather than kind of just fill up boxes, we just thought it would be fun just to overflow this metal boat that will be sitting down there to for people to fill and pop
Lovely.
Them in.
So people should wrap up the presents?
You know what? If they can, that would just be wonderful.
Okay.
However, there is some labelling things that go with that. So we'd want to know what the gift is, whether it's for a boy, girl, tween, teenager, or adult or grandparent.
Right.
Okay,
so it's presents for all ages.
All
it's not
ages.
Just for children.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, primarily the kids is our focus, but we understand that there are family dynamics and there's a family nucleus here on the island where people, the bigger picture of the family might be in need.
Mm.
So we want to make sure that they too are taken care of.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. So it would be nice if they were wrapped, but maybe with some sort of little, I don't
label
or sticky thing on that can just be pulled off discreetly, so that we know if it, even just what is inside, rather than necessarily saying who it's for.
Yeah.
And then
the age group would be great. Yeah.
Okay. And if it's male or female. Or even if you just say, you know, blue teddy bear, you can probably work out
exactly
who
it
would be for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Just keeping it simple, but that would be great. That would be very helpful being this close to Christmas as well.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds tremendous.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hmm. And have you got, how do you celebrate? Can I ask how you guys celebrate Christmas?
Yes.
Is it a big thing in your family?
Yeah, Dr. Randall loves Christmas. The house gets decorated with all the fanfare from his childhood all the way through to now that we may have collected. So he loves Christmas time. And we have our family actually coming over on Monday. They arrive. And we haven't had Christmas with them in 9 years. So we're certainly going to be creating our own magical moments with our family. And they'll be here for almost a couple of weeks. So it's, that'll be exciting. And, of course, there's the big festive lunch that we have, and making sure that we always put good, clean food on the table. We're an organic household, so we love to make everything from scratch, of course, and yeah, and enjoy the food with family.
Wow, and are you vegetarian as well? Or?
No.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. So is that quite a trick to try and get organic ham or meat or
No, there are places that do that. I know Ubi with Pete Russell. He has joined forces, I believe, with the Farm Butchery, and the Farm Butchery do organic meats, so you can order through them. I always want to support the people who are doing things locally. I think that's really important, and I love the whole totally locally branding that we have for the island. So I know Tahi Road, the Wahiki organic store up in Tahi Road, they have organic meats from Harmony, so we attempt where possible to always source on island.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. Yes, yeah. I always enjoy going down to the Saturday market as well.
Yes, yeah, there's great vendors down there. Yes. Yeah.
I was feeling quite guilty because I'm really terrible at gardening, so I've managed to kill off another few tomato plants, but it's okay. And people are like, oh, but they grow like weeds and we have lots of tomatoes, and I'm like, yes, okay, well.
Yeah.
I do need to water them. I need you to remember to water them.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyway, good. Yeah. And any other... So do you do carols and things? And do you sing carols? Is that part of what you do?
No, we don't. I mean, we have the music. And in the practice when we adjust, we always have the Christmas music around this time. But we don't tend to do carols, although our children almost every night do some kind of family music show. So we get a little bit more of the music, the Christmas music these days than we do at any other time of the year. But no, we're not really a carols type family in terms of going and listening to them. However, when we were living back in Australia, they had the carols by candlelight, and that became a kind of a religious family thing to do, that you always watch this show
Is that a TV show?
Yeah, it's like carols in the Domain, like what they do here, you know, the big one that you have over in Auckland.
So we've got a little one this week.
Yes.
It's tonight. I think it's 6 to 8.
Is that at Little O?
At Little O.
Yeah, the one that is every year. Yes.
Yes, so they've suggested to take a picnic and a candle if you feel like it. I've just been talking to Pat and Des, and they were saying, so it's going to be the V8 choir are going to be doing some singing.
Wonderful.
And then there's going to be some young kids doing some solo stuff, I think also around carols. And then the V8 choir have got a whole load of Christmas songbooks that they're going to give out, and people can sing along to supported by the V8 choir. So that's going to be from 6 till 8 tonight at Little O. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wonderful.
Because I grew up, I mean, I don't know, I went to a secular school, but at Christmas we always spent lots of time learning carols.
Yeah, wow.
And I was talking to my partner and he said he doesn't even know them, because in New Zealand they didn't really grow up singing carols unless you came from a family that did that,
yeah.
So it must be different traditions in different parts of the world. And maybe also like European Christmases are colder and people kind of
gather
hunker
around a fire
down and
to
Yeah.
So it's interesting, isn't it, how different people do Christmas?
Yeah, well, I just assumed that
all
English-speaking countries spent heaps of time learning carols. But in fact, the kids don't really know them either.
Yeah.
Ah, well. Yeah. Good. And have you got plans for the holidays?
No, the plan will be to pack lunches and take it to the beach.
Right. Okay. That sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
And I guess it's also to be safe, isn't it? Because I just notice there's... I just worry sometimes with all the visitors we've got that we just all, keep on driving carefully and respect the fact there are lots of pedestrians, lots of cyclists, and also tons more cars.
Yes.
And so I think everyone just needs to think, okay, there's just a lot of us, lots of cars. Let's all just go slowly, because you can't hurt anyone if you're going slowly.
Yeah, that would be my suggestion to, you know, parents and really the kids, you know, whoever may be listening to this, is that they, if they do have children, just to tell them to stop that extra second or 2 seconds at the curbside before they cross the road. Because you're right there. I mean, just driving here, there was so much more traffic and so many more pedestrians and so many more people crossing the road.
Mm,
and just to take that extra pause moment before you before you walk.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, lovely. Have a great time. And so, yes, so this event is, tell us again, it's
tomorrow,
10 till 1.
Yep, tomorrow, Sunday the 22nd, 10 to 1, down at the Bay at Matiatia. Entry is via toys and non-perishable food items. That gives you your tickets. So come on down, support the families and kids in need this Christmas or this holiday season, and have some fun and some family time at the same time.
Great. Good. Yeah. Right. Well, look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Sharon, for having
Great.
Me.
Great. Wakey Radio. You can tell that we're heading into the Christmas period because it's actually really, really, really hard to find guests. And yes, and everyone you call is like, oh, I just have to do these things before Christmas. I can't possibly make it onto the show. So yes, so I'm just talking things up for other people. So firstly, there's Sculpt Oniroa, which has been an amazing sculpture event, and it's going to be with us all summer. So in case you're wondering what all those interesting things are around Oniroa, those are actually sculptures, and brought to us by our local artists. The other things that are happening, I thought I'll flick through the papers and give you a taster of what's happening, is there's a And the Living is Easy. That's an exhibition that opened last night at the Waiheke Art Gallery. So that's a show that is all about summer and the island. And there are some really interesting things in the show. Little sculptures, paintings, and as usual, just a diversity in the kinds of things that we have on the island. Ah, and I see Di running over from the library, so she's going to tell us about the summer events at the library. But just quickly, the cinema has also got a youth filmmaking competition that closes on the 14th of February for anyone under the age of 19 to make a film. There's an entry form and there's information on the notice board outside the cinema. If you feel like a bit of sport, Saturday the 18th of January, there's the Wharf to Wharf, so you can get in training for that. And what else? Closer to home tonight, there's Carols 6 to 8 at Little O. And there's also a big fundraiser for Jamie Lauder, but that's got lots of our local talent performing down at the Bay. Tomorrow, there's a special market down at the RSA area, Belgium Street Market. There's another market down there tomorrow morning. And yeah, and we're just in that run up to Christmas, so everyone's buying lots of stuff. Don't forget to buy local. I was in town and I thought, oh, I'll get some Christmas presents for the kids, and then I thought, oh, why don't I just get this stuff locally? And so I didn't. And then I love books, so I spent a bit of time at and games, and so I spent a bit of time in the high street looking around. And yeah, and I think you can pretty much get everything on the island if you have a look around. There are some very cute shops. And now we have Di. Hi, Di. Oh, let me just put on the... Are you on?
Am I on?
You are on. There we go. Lovely. Good. So Di's come from the library to give us an update on holiday activities and yes
it's very busy.
Yes, I can imagine. I'm gonna nip in there to get some stuff as well.
We're ramping up to the busiest time for us, when all of the Aucklanders, you know, in the bigger Auckland sense, from Wellsford down to Waiuku, with their library cards, their holiday on Waiheke, and of course they use our site, which is fabulous, but often other sites and over on the mainland they're dropping in, you know, their patrons, and we're really busy. We double our daily visitors, which of course, you know, is the ordinary, I mean, just the, you know, the visitors that come and use the internet, the travellers. But it's pretty busy for us the next month.
Mm. And do you take on extra staff then, or you just manage with what you've got?
No, we just manage with what we've got. And usually someone's on annual leave.
Oh, no.
But it's all cool. Yeah. It's kind of, we're used to it. But and then you know, you say, gosh, we've just done 700 people today, and usually it's, you know, 290 up to 350.
Wow.
Ordinarily. So, yeah, it's pretty full on. And then when you have 400, which is really busy, you know, during the year, you go, oh, only 400 today. That's easy.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're very fortunate because we do have student volunteers and adult volunteers that do shelving for us. So we are very spoilt. and very appreciative of our volunteers. So,
but you must have like a huge volume of those books that come over from town that need to be processed.
Bins. So Tuesday's our big day. There's, you know, often 10 or 12 bins come over. So it's pretty. Yeah, it takes a
busy.
While.
Busy. Busy. For me, it's also the time when I sort of relax and I think, what is it I really want to do in the holidays? Oh, I want to read a book.
Yes.
So even though I'm not necessarily that you know, big a fictional reader during the year, at Christmas I do like to just chill out and read and relax. And
for that, Auckland Libraries has, for a number of years now, had a summer promotion called Take Five.
Oh, yes. Tell us about that because I love it. I do it every year. I love it.
And the staff, we have a great delight in putting together books of five, and and there's a little tag on the outside and they're tied together. With this tag, it has a topic, and we kind of do this very, you know, lateral thinking, you know, grabbing titles to do, you know, so if it's moon and stars, so you might have five books and there might be moon in the title or star in the title or, you know, starry eyed, or you have a book on astrology or add a book on planets, and so you have this real interesting, you know, group of books that you go, oh, I'll try this bundle. And then people's comments are, you get into the draw, amazing. Rhiannon's done a wonderful job of getting sponsorship from the community to have this amazing prize, which is the carrot, of course. There's a $50 placemaker's voucher, a $40 from Waiheke Flower Company. There's a lovely little package from the organic shop. There's candles and beach towel, and there's a whole range of things in that little basket, so that's definitely worthwhile taking a bundle. And we just I forgot what I was going to say about that bundle is what they do, they grab a bundle and then they go, oh, I would never have read this book normally. I would never have picked this, but I found a new author now and just loving it. Yeah.
Oh, so look, it was great for me.
People's reading boundaries as well.
I think last year I got one called Elephants. And it was just really interesting because I didn't know anything about elephants, and it wouldn't be something I'd pick up a book on elephants.
Yes.
But it had all these interesting things about the way they think and the things, the way they, I love that.
Yeah,
and then there was a couple of, I think I chose it for the novels. There were a couple of novels in there that I thought, oh, this would be really interesting because I love things about different parts of the world.
Yes.
But then there was also just this little book about elephants. That was great. And I think the year before I read Nikki Hager's book, The Hollow Men. I think it was a men collection. Something like that. I can't remember what the theme was, but it was just really, it was great.
So that's going till the 6th of January, I think. So it kind of runs over 2 or 3 weeks. And then you go in the drawer, of course. Yeah, so that's all cool. So that happens, and there's a bundle. You'll see them in the library. There's a whole rack of, you know, bundles of five books all tied up with little labels. So head for that and go in the drawer.
Lovely.
So the other thing, of course, that's big for, you know, libraries in general across Auckland is the Dare to Explore. So we've had over 100 children registering.
Great.
And there's a lot of enthusiasm for that. So, and Rhiannon's done a fabulous job actually getting it out there to the schools and speaking to assemblies and classrooms about Dare to Explore. So they come in and they know what's what, and they register, or they've either registered at home on our website, which is aucklandlibraries.gov.nz, and then come in and get their pack. So it's not only about reading, it's for, you know, 5-year-olds through to 13. And even if your child's not really a reader, that doesn't matter because there's so many activities to be done there's adventure in it. So come, you know, do register if you haven't registered yet.
Is it the same booklet that they had last year?
Yeah, but it's been refined and it's been simplified. So it's a lot easier. You know, everything's in the one book and you get a lovely, you know, folder and pack. And, there's stickers and stamps to get. And, you know, so there's a party. There's two events in January and there's a party at the end. So, it's
lovely.
One little boy came to the counter and I said, oh, what are you doing for the holidays? He said, I'm doing Dare to Explore.
Oh, lovely.
Because
I
don't think they were going away anywhere.
Mm.
But there's so many things to do, you know, that involve the beach and the bush and just, you know, getting out there. And
that's
doing
also great because if you go away somewhere, I think last year we went away somewhere.
You can take your pack with you.
We did a couple of...
Yeah, take it with you.
Activities from elsewhere, because it was connected to libraries, but it was also about things that you were doing. So,
this year the theme is about the world. So it's ancient worlds, you know, the climate, extreme climates, the wonders of the world. You know, so that's kind of the traveling ideas broader this time.
Great. So what are your opening hours in the holidays? How does that work?
We're only closed for the two stats.
Oh, really?
For Christmas and then the two stats for New Year.
Right. So you continue to work, which is lovely for the community. I have to say, I'm sure all of you are sort of gnashing your teeth, but honestly, it's so nice for the community to do that, to have somewhere to go. And
So we've got only closed on the Wednesday, Thursday, and then back open Friday, Saturday, and the Monday. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so that's all cool. What else?
And how's it all going with the library? I see it's going up.
Kazu's doing his artwork on that front wall, which is exciting because he's up on his scaffold doing that every day now with his hard hat on with the rest of the workers. We had one, which most people will know, we had a back entrance because our front entrance was closed when they were doing some work out in the courtyard. Well, that's back open now, so you can come in the front entrance, but we are keeping the back entrance open as well, because the front ones, they've just put like ply down with there are ridges and unevenness. Mm. So if you're a little bit unstable on your feet or you've got a wheelchair or something, you can still come in the back door.
Oh, okay.
So both
because
those entrances
the front entrance is now accessible through the art gallery, isn't it? You actually have to come through the art gallery, or you can actually come down the side of the building?
Yeah, well, you can come down the side of the building now.
Oh,
it's back open.
Okay, right, because I actually came through today. I came through from the art gallery entrance upstairs.
Yeah, but
I could have actually just walked around the building again.
Yeah, and to let people know, if they park up behind Whittaker's there, in the back of the theatre there, you can't get down that ramp.
No.
You know, like that's,
you can't get past the back entrance
even though that front door's open, you can't get in that way. You have to come around the side of the library still.
Okay, well, no, it's all good.
And so wherever I go, I mean, every time I'm out and about in the community, I always get asked, and when's it open? Doesn't it look great? And I said, end of April, beginning of May, somewhere around there. Mm. There's no date, I don't think.
Mm. Often projects take slightly longer than expected.
I think it's pretty on track.
But it seems to be quite on track. They're really cracking along, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. You know, windows and doors and glasses in. So the end of April, and that's going to go quick enough.
So it actually is expected to open the end of April, beginning of May? That's, or is that just when the building is finished?
No, that's when so there's a lot of fitting out to do.
So do you know much about the transition and how that will work?
Somebody will be, like, we're not carrying the books across.
No.
We'll be involved, of course, you know, placing shelf units and where we want them and
but
stuff.
But there'll probably be a week
but
or something
be
when
somebody,
the
a contractor
library
coming
is closed? Or,
I'm not
Or we don't know that
don't know whether it's just a weekend.
Or a weekend
sure.
or, yeah, I mean,
not
I don't
sure,
know how
really.
Long these things take to do.
It won't take that long, really, because we're not that big a library to shift, really, in the big scheme of things. So,
and I guess some of the office area could take a bit longer and it won't.
Yeah. So, no, it's going to be, we'll have a winter in the new building, which will be amazing. Mm. There's heating in the floor and it'll be silent because our air conditioning unit now is quite noisy, actually. And when you turn it off at the end of the day, you go, oh, wow, yeah, that is really noisy. But the new library is going to be silent.
Oh, right.
It'll be nice.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
With no humming of air conditioning units.
It's funny what people notice, isn't it? Because I'd never noticed the air conditioning unit in the library.
Yeah, it's only when we have it off, you go, it's just so nice.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the new one will be, it'll be delightful.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So have you got plans for Christmas? Is Christmas a big thing for you guys? Or
no. Oh, you mean personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really. We've got our sons home. At the beginning of the year, they went on their OEs and we thought, oh, we're actually going to have a Christmas on our own. Oh, gosh, that'll be interesting. And now, they're both home, but it's very low key for our family, really. We've been having a habit the last few years of actually making things for each other.
Oh, okay,
you know,
lovely.
Just Secret Santa pulling out a name.
I love Secret Santa.
And then you make something or upcycle something. We haven't done that this year, but we've done that for the last 3 years, and that's really satisfying. Mm. It does take time. but this year we haven't consciously done that one. But I mean, it is, it's nice to make things or recycle things. Yeah.
Yeah. So I find it's quite interesting having children, though. You get sucked into that whole, you know, buying stuff syndrome.
But when they get older,
because they're very much like, you know, what am I going to get? And it's like, well, what are you going to give me? You know, I get quite sort of.
You when they get that passes, you
know, does it?
When they get older. Yeah.
And my daughter's like, she's just shameless. She's like, can I have something big? I'm like, well, you know, what does that mean? You know, you might not like it. What does that mean?
You want a big, you can give her something big that she doesn't like and then she realises it's the big's not the
Well, I was actually thinking of getting a really big box and then putting like smaller and smaller boxes into it and then like having something, you know, buy it. Yeah.
Would you be, small things come in, or lovely things come in small parcels or whatever it is.
Yeah. And I think someone put something up about a zero waste. I like the idea of that. It was something like basically don't buy heaps of rubbish you're not going to use, and have a no presents Christmas or something.
Yeah. And the other thing was that because earlier in the middle of the year and this last year or two, people have been borrowing books about decluttering. It's been a bit of a.
Can you get books on that? For me, that would be another bit of clutter in my house. But I guess if you borrowed it from the library,
and
you'd
read
be all
it,
right.
And you read it and declutter as a result. And. So I helped a friend declutter. It's very, very...
go on, tell me. Give me some tips.
And then you can... And combined with feng shui, because it's really important to have your... Not really important. To have your house, you know, in the feng shui sense, your house is divided into 9 sections. And so I have started, you know, decluttering. I redid the kitchen and did the filing cabinet and, drawers and
I did a kitchen cupboard. It took me like 3.5 hours. I couldn't believe it.
And then I helped a friend up north, and that took us 3 days to do her bedroom. So, you know, people have stuff. I mean, I don't have much, but when I go into other people's houses, now that I'm aware about decluttering. Mm-hmm. But
what are the key features of decluttering? Throw stuff away.
Well, you really have to have it's probably good to have the mindset because it's very challenging for people because you often have things that are part of your heritage, you know, but you've actually had in storage for 15, 20 years or more, you know, and it's like, oh, but what am I going to do with this? And if I haven't used it for 2 or 3 years, do I really need to have it again and just keep it back in the cupboard again? You know, just about using, really, and sorting and having it ordered. So, I mean, people have, some people's kitchen drawers. I mean, I don't have, mine are pretty good. I mean, I haven't even got one drawer in the kitchen. But when I go to other people's houses and they've got these kitchen drawers, they're just chock-a-block and they must never use hardly any of it. So you'd open a drawer and you would literally go, it takes a long time to declutter because you're going through one bit by one bit of every single item and going, you know, there's a recycling, you know, it may be broken or whatever, you know, that's the recycling one. There's a op shop one, you know, that can go to the op shop. There's a garage sale pile. And there's a keeping pile, you know, so you've got 4 areas that you can go, you know, and, you know, and then you only put back in the drawer what you're going to use. I mean, I've lived in really small spaces like mobile homes and 2 children and you have everything you need, actually. And so when you move into a house, of course, you've got more space and you have more stuff. And
yeah, absolutely. So that's exactly what I did. And for some reason, I always find myself around Christmas doing that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Like things like the windows. I often find myself, this sounds weird, but on Christmas Day, I will often find myself cleaning the windows. That's so random, eh?
Yeah, anyway. So that's led me to be very conscious about not just buying stuff for Christmas. And there's some fabulous books in the library on it. And it's very inspiring because it can be life changing, actually, life changing to actually, you know, it's part of that baggage that people carry.
Books. You know, I always seem to buy books because I like having books around the place.
But then you might have, you might want to have a garage sale and say, well, I actually don't need that one anymore. And I probably won't open it again or whatever.
Absolutely.
And then have a bit of a shift. So it is very empowering to declutter. And so It's it has a mental impact as well as a physical impact. So, you know, when I with a friend up north, she had, you know, it was decluttering, and she had like presents of, you know, people gave her candles, as you do, you know, a candle here, over the years, and she had like ended up when she decluttered it and sorted it, she had two drawers full of candles. But at least, you know, now they're in one place, and you go and she, you know,
they have a candle party.
Yeah, or just
invited to Carol's by the sea because we could do with some candles down there.
So yes, a fascinating topic. Yes,
I feel inspired.
Yes, that might be. I hope we maybe have inspired a few listeners.
Yes,
and of course, there's lots of websites on. There'll be, you know, masses of material on it. So, but decluttering would be your key.
Sounds like defragging, doesn't it? I think I need to declutter my brain.
Yes,
maybe you could put your fingers in the main supply or something and declutter.
And I think that's the thing, because our minds are cluttered in today's world. It manifests perhaps in your physical environment. So that's part of that clean, you know, that moving on things. Yeah, interesting, eh?
Oh, well, cheers for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, good. Right.
The advantages of living in a library, working in a library, you have all this material that comes across and you go, oh, this is, you know, you can feel, you can sense what the trends are of borrowing.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Tell us about something.
Well, just because, that. I mean, that's an example.
Yeah. I know, I never heard the word.
Yeah, beekeeping's huge as well.
Really?
You know, backyard beekeeping's really big, and then a lot more books get bought, and people have been reading a lot on that. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, really.
Cheese making.
Yeah, all of it. All that home.
Crafty stuff.
Yeah, all that home, you know, being more hands-on and being more sustainable from cheese making to having chooks to having ducks. There's a whole.
So you're seeing an increase in all of those sorts of areas
definitely.
Over time?
Yeah, definitely.
And any novelists that are particularly popular at the moment that you can think of?
You know, The Goldfinch is really hot. That's Donna Tartt's. And that is, you can borrow it for $5.20. And at the moment, of course, there's extended borrowing times right through to the early part of February now, if you borrow now. And the hot books are extended as well because of the holidays. And a friend of mine I spoke to last night, she just finished it. She said, it's fabulous. Lots of people are reading Luminaires, you know, that won the Booker. Varying comments about, you know, everybody that returns it, you know, I ask, what do you think? A lot of people haven't been able to read it. You know, they go, oh, I've done 250 pages, that's enough.
Oh,
I'll probably get it out again a bit later.
Some people have
that book. It's 800 pages.
Oh, is it?
So they have that book and they, you know, it's pretty intense and it's very, very, very descriptive. And so quite deep in that respect, and they go, oh, phew, I've had enough of that. I'll just read my other book. And they go between a couple of books because they
We're not used to reading that kind of book anymore either. Yeah. That's what I find.
And so, there's been a it's mostly been that. Actually, there's been the predominant response. Obviously, there are people reading it right through, and then people have bought it, of course.
A friend of mine said it was excellent. She says she reads the Booker, and then she goes and looks for the ones that didn't win.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Great.
Oh,
okay. Well, have a lovely Christmas and peaceful New Year and all of that.
Yes.
And we'll see you back in the new
family.
Year.
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks heaps for that.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Okay, well, back on the air with Liam Nancarro. Hi, Liam.
Hiya.
Great. So Liam is, he's just finished school. Waiheke High?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the holidays are starting, and Liam's really into gaming. Would that be right to say?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. So, So obviously lots of people are interested in gaming, but you're interested in a particular game at the moment?
Yeah, it's called League of Legends.
Okay, cool. So tell us about that.
It's pretty much the biggest game in the world at the moment. Millions of players actually all over the world play it every day. It's the most consistent so far, yeah.
Okay, cool. And what kind of game is it?
It's called a MOBA, which stands for Massive Online Battle Arena. I guess you could think of it kind of like the Hunger Games. It's like 10 people interact with each other and try to destroy another person's base. basically. Yeah.
Lovely. And so when you make teams, do you make teams with people you know, or you've got an online community that you make teams with?
Both. You can do both, yeah.
Lovely. And is it quite popular in Waiheke as well? Have you got a lot of mates who do it too?
Just a few, yeah.
And so what's the... it's called League of Legends. So does it tap into certain mythical creatures or people, or what's the...
Yeah, yeah.
What's the story of the game?
The story of the game is based on two main factions. So one's known as Demacia and the other Noxus. And basically it's a rivalry between the two. And the League of Legends is like a competition where they go to engage in battle. And whoever wins the battle basically determines who leads for the next however so long.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you've got quite a name for yourself, like you're quite good at this game. Is that right?
I guess.
Yeah. So so how does one get to be good at a game like that?
You've got to have like commitment. Like you have to play this game quite a lot. It encounters lots of maths, memory. Yeah, plenty, because if there's different characters in the game, and every character has their own set of abilities, and how often they can use that ability. So if you see that other character, you have to know what they can do, and when they can do it. So it's a lot of reflexes. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. And so and you've been asked to commentate on the game.
Yeah, just once.
So
just
how does once. That how does that work? Or you know how, why would you comment on a game? I mean, like as a non-gamer, how does that happen? Or yeah.
I guess it's the same as anything else. Like if you're watching rugby or something, it's like, you know, we talk about the players and what they've done over their season of playing and what they're doing at the moment and their strategies. So yeah, yeah.
Lovely. So you're really familiar with the different the key players and
yeah,
things like that. Okay. And so it's a game, so it's a game that people play, but it's also a game that people can watch.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. So where do people watch it?
Mainly on a website called Twitch TV. Otherwise you can actually go and buy tickets online and yeah, watch it at even in the Staples Centres in America. Mm. Yeah.
So there's a bit of a community that's formed around this game, isn't there?
Yeah. It's there's one in New Zealand, one real big one. It's called LOLNZ, so League of Legends New Zealand. There's a like page for it. You can find that on Facebook. And there's a group to it as well. And they have about 6,200 members. So yeah, there's people you can just talk to, get to know, get better at. And there's events too. Like, for example, tonight there's a little Christmas party. And yeah.
Oh, cool. So tell us about the Christmas party. Where's that? Or what happens? Is it a secret? Can you only know if you're a member?
Yeah, you have to be a member to go. But yeah, it's just in Auckland. It's cool. Yeah.
Lovely. Have you been before?
No, this is my actual first event going to.
Ah, wow. And do you know some of the people who are going?
Yeah, quite a few.
So there'll be quite a few Waiheke people. And then do you know some of the other gamers that play in Auckland? Like, have you met them before?
I've met a few. I've played against New Zealand's best team once, and we got shattered, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely. So that must be really exciting. So yeah. So as a parent, tell us. You know, parents are always really worried about kids who know too much about games and spend too long playing and all of that. So how much time do you spend gaming?
Oof. It depends. I'd like to play a lot. probably about 3 hours, 4 hours a day, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, which is considered to be quite tame now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite normal.
And
yeah.
So what? Do you not play longer because your mum gets in the way, or?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Mum.
Okay. Cool. So lovely, but it does mean that you're kind of healthy and well-rounded, because I think that's the thing that parents always worry about,
yeah,
that their children are just going to turn into these sort of, you know, very pale, non-muscle-toned, heavily developed brain functioning adults. Yeah. Okay. Good. And So is gaming addictive? Because I mean, one of the things that people talk about is like, oh no, it's really dangerous, and lots of kids, because there are kids around the world who just, or not even kids, but even adults who don't leave their bedrooms and just play games the whole time. In fact, some of my students will say, oh, I was up all night, you know, playing a game. and I'm like, oh, is this the assignment I'm getting? One page of I'm not sure what. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you do play this game, I advise you to take a break after every game. Not just for your health, but for actual assessment, you know, like to look at what you've done and to get better as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. So do you think it's got some transferable skills? Because I think that's one of the things that often people are like, oh, you know, games, it's just about fun. But do you feel you're developing certain skills that you can use in another context?
Yeah, definitely. It involves so much communication, this game. You cannot just play it alone. It's a team. It's a team effort, yeah. If you, cool. You know, just like anything these days, yeah.
Lovely. So when you play this game, are you spending more of your time with people that you already know or people that you don't know, or a mixture of both?
So basically there's two options. You can just play by yourself and then you end up joining with random people that you've never met before. Or you can make a group of maximum five players on your team, including yourself. So yeah.
And which works better, or are they different?
Well, if you know, if you're playing with people you know, it's generally easier just because you're friends and you can talk to them and, yeah.
Cool. Okay, great. Lovely. And have you got plans for the holidays?
Not really. Just work. Lots of work.
Mm. Yeah. So have you got a summer job?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing?
I work at my parents' takeaways.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, well, that's good because it's a nice revenue stream.
Yeah.
Yes, make some money. And so you've just finished high school?
Yeah, this year.
Mm. And so what are your plans for next year?
I took up a course on IT at Ames IT.
So. Oh, okay, lovely. And so what does that involve? What are you going to be doing there?
I'm going to learn how to build computers and tech support. And
lovely. Yeah, is that something you already know a bit about?
I used to in a little bit. And then they actually took away the subject at our school, so we don't have IT in Waikiki.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have IT at all?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, all the very best for, you know, leaving school and the transition to work and study and all of that. Yeah. And have a lovely summer.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks. So that was Liam Nancaro, who's talking to us about League of Legends, which just sounds heaps of fun and is a game for all ages and has a huge community to go with it. And look, I reckon that's probably the end of Island Life for today. So have a peaceful and wonderful new year. Be careful if you're drinking and driving. Be careful if you're driving too fast. And enjoy, because it's going to be a lovely time with friends and family. And
you've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.